This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer your gardening questions, so you can give us a call after we talk with CN from Wild Delight. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're joined by CN from Wild Delight. Good morning, CN.
Morning. How are you today?
I'm all right. It's the weather has been a little crazy and off and on, and
you know, 1 minute it's sunny, 1 minute it's snowy. Today the wind is just howling, and I'm watching my bird feeders just swinging in the wind, and I'm amazed how the birds can still land on them.
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the things we're supposed to get windy here later today and tomorrow. Before I went on the show today and was looking, I was looking at things we should do for our birds, because I knew we were going to be talking. And one of the things that was saying is help build a shelter to shelter some from the winds. What do you think of that?
You know, that is something my mother did every winter. She used to, after Christmas, everybody throws away their Christmas trees. My mother used to go around and gather them and put them in the backyard and make a wind barrier for them. And also, with it being evergreens, it gives them a place to hide from predators too. So yes, that's what I grew up with, is a crazy bird lady, and that's why I am the bird lady too. A lot of people do it. It's a great idea, you know, especially when the wind didn't know. Snow and the weather gets so foul, they need a place to shelter and hunker down sometimes.
Now, when you were to put the, if you were to put the Christmas tree in the backyard, thoughts on this? I had read it here and there. Something that became popular, I'll kind of rewind a little bit, something that was becoming popular outdoors this year that I'd heard is decorating an outdoor tree with all natural type products, something that birds would eat, animals could eat, etc. When you use a shelter like that, you know, this Christmas tree, would you do something like that, putting, you know, different fruits on the tree or putting seeds in certain areas? What would you do with it?
You could easily take your pine cones, smear them with peanut butter and seed and hang them on there. You could string different fruits, you know, your cranberries, your raisins, maybe a little treat of popcorn in there to break it up. You know, like we used to do when we were kids, is we used to make our own, like, garland with popcorn and fruits and stuff, and you can swing it, you know, around the tree. Oh, yeah, you can. My mother used to have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, it's I'm glad to see it becoming popular again, the natural thing of helping, you know, our wildlife, our birds, etc. out there, because they do need some help.
Absolutely. You know, a study came out, and since the late 70s, we've lost 3 billion birds. So, yeah, they do need our help. You know, whether you have a little bit of food out there, water, absolutely need water, you know, especially at this time of the year, you know, have a heated bird bath out there where they can get a drink of water. And, yeah, decorate a Christmas tree out in your yard with different seeds and fruits and stuff like that, and that'll really help them out.
Yeah, I noticed the other day in my backyard, the part of the yard is by a retaining wall. Obviously, it's really compact, and so the water doesn't go through, and the water was sitting there. And I was looking out my my daughter's window, and I could just see all these birds playing in the water because it's been warm, obviously.
Yeah.
Getting that water, it was funny. They were all kind of like chasing each other around in it. It was almost like summer down at a local pool or something like that. But it just shows how important it is to have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Throughout the year, you should always offer water. Because even if you have a bird that is not going to go to your seed feeder, like an oriole, you know, they still need water. You know, so you can attract more birds to your yard with a water feature. I have two heated bird baths. I've got one in the front yard, one in the backyard. And they get in there. They got to clean the feathers. Got to keep their feathers clean. So they get in there. They'll splash and get a drink of water. And I'll tell you, you know, especially in the wintertime, there's nothing more iconic on a snowy day than seeing a cardinal at your bird bath with the steam coming up. It's beautiful.
Now, what else should we be doing right now to help with the birds? I mean, we talked about helping with a shelter, helping with the, you know, running water, some, you know, not frozen water. What else can we be doing?
Definitely have a high-fat diet out there. A lot of people use suet. Suet is an easy way to feed a nice high-fat diet. They have different varieties, you know, with fruit in it, with insects and stuff like that. And they come in cakes, and you just slip them into a metal suet cake holder, and you just hang it out there. It's real simple. So that's a nice way to boost that fat level for the wintertime especially.
Okay. Now, my father, I can't think of what he used, but I knew he'd get it at the grocery store. I'd just get a block of it to put out.
Yes.
Almost for like for the crows, really.
Yeah, you know, I mean, years ago, they used to be able just to go and get the beef fat from the supermarkets. I mean, my mother used to go up to the local butcher, and he would just give her the fat that they trim off of beef. But well, now supermarkets and butchers have realized that they can make money off of it, and now they charge for it. But she used to actually take the fat and grind it and then mix it with some seed and peanut butter and make this gruel out of it. And she had a log that she had bore holes into, and she used to pack it into the holes, and then she'd hang it out. Then there were some knot holes in trees. She used to fill it in. And the birds just went absolutely wild over it.
Yeah, I know my dad had a big cage that he put just a hunk of fat in and let it sit, kind of like a suet cage, but just a lot bigger.
Absolutely. They do make one to hold, like, the one-pound seed blocks, so that's a pretty big cage. But, you know, nowadays, you know, a lot of people don't want to go through the effort of grinding suet and stuff like that, like my mother did. So now they've got a variety of different cakes, different sizes, with different ingredients from the nuts, the peanut butter, the fruits, and stuff like that. So suet is a great additive to put out there for the birds, especially at this time of the year.
Definitely. Now, what are your thoughts on mealyworms? Adding those out there.
They're a wonderful source of protein. You know, we make one mix called Bugs and Berries, and that has mealworms, soldier fly larvae, and darkling beetles in it. So there's three different types of insects in there. So we think insects are gross, but the birds love them. And they're, like I said, they're a wonderful source of protein for them.
So, you know, I was just reading before, they have the straight mealworms, and then they have the mixes You can put them in different ways, right? You can actually put them in like a dish versus just in a feeder.
Absolutely. Now, if you're going to feed, now they do have available live mealworms that you can put out. So if you're going to do live mealworms, make sure it's a dish specific for them where it can, if it rains, the dish doesn't fill up with water. It's got holes in it that it can drain the water out. Because mealworms, they're very durable. They can withstand a lot of heat and cold, but they drown real easily. So if you're going live, make sure you get a mealworm specific dish. Now, a lot of times it's just the dry mealworms. So, again, those are real easy. You can put them out in a dish. I actually have a couple of stumps out in my front yard that I put them on, and the birds freely eat them. But they're just a lot of fun to watch them eat them, picking those worms up and everything.
Definitely. Now, we're about a minute from a break, so I want to talk a little bit more and get into some of the feed that you do have and what we should be using now. I know you have a really great one, the No Mess feed, or Zero Waste, if you will. So we can get into that a little bit and talk about the different foods that you guys have and what we should be looking to do going forward for the winter.
Okay.
So if you want to hang tight for me, CN, we're going to get more information in regards to Wild Delight and what you should be doing for your birds at this time of year to keep them going, because the winter is a hard time for them, and we need to help protect them. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we are joined by CN from D&D Commodities, a wild delight. That's some great information on what we can be doing. I wanted to get a little bit into the different products you have. We've talked about a few of them. You know, the bugs and the mealworms and the zero waste. Now, can you talk about a few other of your products that we could be using this time for some of the birds that are in the area?
Well, at this time of the year, a lot of people have moved their feeders closer to the house. So a waste-free formula would be best. This way you don't have all those empty shelves littering or close to your house. So we have deck, porch, and patio, which is sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios. And then we do have the zero waste with fruit, which is essentially the same, except it's got raisins and cranberries in it. Now, if you're going to be feeding on, say, a deck, I would stay away from the zero waste with fruit, because when birds eat fruit, it tends to turn their poop purple, and you really don't want purple poop on your wooden deck. So I would stay with the deck, porch, and patio, which has no fruit in it. So those are two great mixes. They encompass that high-fat, high-protein energy formula that the birds need, especially at this time of the year.
Okay. Now, anything else we should be thinking about doing right now for our birds, for the listeners out there, so they can something that they can do for them now?
Make sure your feeders are full and check your feeders. When we have wet weather, moisture does get into the ports and stuff like that, and then it freezes. It can actually clog your feeders. So get out there, check your feeders, make sure that the seed is free moving in your ports, or if you have a hopper feeder, you know, that it's free flowing, that it hasn't gotten wet and frozen, and the birds can actually get to it. So that's real important. Like I said, water, offer suet out there. Now, if you've got plagued by squirrels, you know, they kind of like the flavored suet, too, so you can switch to a capsaicin-infused suet like Sizzle and Heat, and then put have a shelter for them, whether it's a row of used Christmas trees that you're recycling, brush piles, anything that the birds can take shelter in.
Perfect. Now, you know, our birds, like we said, are very important. We want to keep them coming back. And we've always talked about just keeping the feeders in areas where they're going to know that it's you. We also talked about bringing them closer to the porch at this time, or closer to where you're going to be.
Right. So it's easy for you to, well, not only to view them, which is one of the reasons why we want to feed the birds, because we want to watch them, but maintain them. Because if you have a feeder way out in the yard and you get one of these big snowstorms, it's going to be hard to get to that feeder to, you know, make sure that it's full and free-flowing.
Definitely. And taking care of the birds is, you know, is important, but it's also really fun. I learned that from my father, who used to do it all the time. Loved the birding. Hence why we, you know, we look for something that had some company with birds that had a great product. And we found that with you in the Wild Delight. And he used it all the time. Great products. You know, and a great website with information, even with a store locator. So what's that website so we can have everybody take a look?
www.wilddelight.com. And you can find different information, not only in our products, but on different birds. There's a Dropbox for a kids' corner for kids' activities where you can print off pictures of birds for the children to color. There's word search, connect the dots. And, yes, there is a store locator in there. You just put your zip code in, and it brings up people in your area that carries our product.
Perfect. Again, this is Wild Delight, joined by CN. Thank you so much for coming on with all that great information and what we can do to reuse our Christmas trees and other things. So thank you so much for joining us today, CN.
You're welcome, and you have yourself a great day. Happy birding.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, so we got a couple seconds before the break. Give us a call, wide open lines, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to defend the airstrike that kills a top Iranian general.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him.
And since making those remarks, the president issues stern warnings to the government in Tehran. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
I spoke to retired Lieutenant Jason Redman, who spent 20 years as a SEAL, leading combat missions in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. I wondered what he thought of the threats by Iran to retaliate.
You know, what I foresee them doing is trying to ramp up what they've already continued to be doing, which is target American interests, target Americans, target Israeli interests. And they're going to do that through terrorism, assassination, and probably even a lot of cyber war. So trying to go after us through cyber methods.
I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I want to thank Cian again for coming on and giving us some great information about Wild Delight. You can go to their website at wilddelight.com to get some more information about their products. You know, there's even a store locator on there. You put your zip code and find the local store. And give you information about the different bird seeds that they carry, etc. It's an awesome website with tons of information, tons of resources of what you should be doing for the birds at this point. You know, taking care of our wildlife that's there. You know, not to go on a different subject that has nothing to do with our garden here, but the taking care of our wildlife is, you know, up front right now when you hear about everything that's going on in Australia with the fires and all the wildlife that has been destroyed, with 12 million acres on fire. The habitats for animals are just destroyed. Heartbreaking videos of the koala bears coming up to people looking for water, getting fed. It's terrible to watch, and it makes you just sit there and say, I can't do much for there. I could donate. I could do something for them. But what can I do for my wildlife around here that is so important? Animals are so important in our life. So, you know, and that's why this website, like Wild Delight, or taking care of your birds, even on here, taking care of some of the squirrels, is so important, and this is something you can do. So definitely take a look at their website and get some more information on there. They have so many different resources of things you can do, and like I said, the Kids Corner, Sienna talked about it, the Kids Corner, different things that they could be doing, coloring, games, quizzes. I mean, you know, just awesome things to be doing. Is even how to make your own bird feeder. A couple different styles of it. You know, so definitely take a look and see what's on there. So something to really look at going forward. Now, talking a little bit into our into our gardens. One question I get a lot at the garden center is, what plants can thrive under trees? There's a lot of trees just choke out everything underneath it, and you can't get anything, and all you see is the tree. Can't even grow grass sometimes around it. And you want to do something. Well, what could you be putting there? What kind of plants could you be putting there? Now, we have a few different plants you can be using. The Brunera is a nice one with that, you know, heart-shaped leaf, white veining of it, and blue flower. It's perfect for it. It's a great one. It will actually clump up and fill in areas. Another one that you might already have, that you might see all over the place because it's a native plant, is wild ginger. That's a really good one. It's deer resistant, or it, you know, usually is. So that is something to have there in the garden, but it'll cover everywhere. Lily of the Valley loves that shady area, will produce, you know, some flowers, like a white, pale pink color. They have that bell-shaped flower, mostly leaves, but that can be underneath some of the trees. A couple others, Bleeding Heart, Foam Flower, Hosta, Periwinkle, or the Vinca, and the Japanese Painted Fern. That's an awesome-looking fern. We can go into details if we want a little bit on those, but we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling for Picasso Mass, which is down on Cape Cod.
Yep.
I've got a 15 to 18-foot dogwood tree that has the white flowers and drops the red berries in the fall.
Yep.
And within the past month, I've noticed that all the bark has fallen off the tree. I have no idea why. We did do major septic work near the tree earlier in the year. I don't know if it's going to come back or what's your thoughts on it.
So it sounds like you have a Coosa dogwood based on the flowers and the fruit. Now, is all the bark just sitting on the ground? Did it just fall off that way?
It's sitting on the ground, and it fell off that way. I touched a piece of bark, a few scatterings that were left on the tree the other day, and it fell right off in my hand, and it looked like there might have been something tiny size of an aphid underneath that piece of bark when I took it off.
Okay. Now, some of the dogwoods will actually flake off like that, completely in different areas. A Coosa dogwood will actually have some of the bark flaking off. If you don't see anything, any bugs or insects going on it, you should be, you know, go ahead.
I was going to say, no, I don't see, except for that little ant, which could have just been crawling around there, too.
Usually, you know, they're nothing to worry about when it comes to, like, a dogwood. But a lot of the times, the bark will flake off on some of the coosas, especially more of the tree form instead of, there. You know, there's a bush form, almost, like a wider variety, like a clump form. So it is normal for it to happen from that. So I wouldn't be too worried. It is pretty normal. Go ahead.
That's great. I mean, we've been in this house for 8 years. I've never seen it happen over the last 8 years. It just happened all of a sudden. So I wasn't sure if we got diseased or not.
So it is over time. It's not something that's going to happen right away. So it can take some time to show up. What'll happen is the freeze thaw that we've been having, where it gets real cold, then warm, then cold, then warm, can speed that up and really make it happen quickly. A lot of times you'll see it, usually like February, March, if it were to happen, but we'll have it happen quickly because of the way the temperatures have been. So I wouldn't see any problem with it unless you're starting to see, like, really inside the bark. When I say inside, more of like, you know, if you were to cut down a tree, you can see the outer bark and then the inner cambium and everything, the almost like white part versus the dark part on the center. If you're starting to see deep into that, then I would get a little bit worried. One of the things
all,
at this
all time, of, Go ahead. All I'm seeing is the red flesh under that's directly under the back. That's all I'm seeing. So
okay, you should definitely be fine with that. But if you start to see any insects coming on, and you won't see many insects right now. You won't see really anything because of the temperatures. So you're going to want to look more towards like spring. Once spring starts to hit, take a look and see if there's anything there. There are products out there that you can use to spray for insects, depending upon what they are. You can use neem oils, all season oils, Captain Jack for more of like your caterpillars and a little bit stronger insects. You could take a look at, in from what you're saying, you're not seeing any holes, you're not seeing anything, but there are borers that can get into it. So I'd look and see, almost in an area, see if there's any like mosaic pattern. Not like trails. Like if something, take a look at the bark itself, and if you're seeing like lines that are zigzag, then you have something along the lines of a borer. You can use the tree and shrub from either Bonide or from BioAdvance, which is formerly Bayer. One of those would be the best to help with a borer that's in the tree. There's no other real way to take care of a borer when it's inside the plant other than that that tree and shrub product. I might, to be honest, just based on the wood being, the bark not being there, use that in the spring as a protectant for the plant itself. Because you'll pour it into the soil. It will get into the roots and then translocate throughout the plant. So borers like that, when they start to come into the plant, it's going to be that product's going to be all with through the plant, and it's going to help keep them away.
I'm sorry. That product itself, it's not too far from my garden. Will that product be okay near the garden?
So how far from the garden is it?
About 10 feet away from the vegetable garden.
So it is a chemical, so it could affect some of those. Hopefully it's not a borer. It doesn't seem like it's going to be a borer, so you could be, being preemptive, use, like some oils just in case, or Captain Jack's if you see anything. But honestly, being so close, I wouldn't use it. Based upon the studies, if you read different things, if it is used on fruits and vegetables, it can affect your pollinators, etc. On like a shrub or tree, because it's so big and strong, it doesn't affect them like it would if it were on like a vegetable, because vegetables are a smaller plant, more condensed. So
that sounds great.
That would be something I'd have to look at, what else you could do if there is the borer there. I'm not sure if there is, just based on everything, because it does peel naturally. But just keep an eye on it. It will
come back.
It's not going to come back completely, but you're going to notice certain areas will be a little bit thicker. It's almost going to have like a mosaic look to it now.
Oh, that's fine. As long as I was always told that when the bark comes off, that you got to worry about critters getting in there. That's the big thing we want to try to prevent.
It's definitely something to worry about on a lot of different trees. One other one that I wouldn't worry about would be a birch, a paper bark maple. Some of those birches that do have that bark that kind of peels off and looks like that. Those wouldn't give me something to worry about right away. But I'd take a look if there's decline or anything along those lines. You might have to go a little bit drastic if you want to keep the plant. And so might be something where you might have to move the garden for a season or two. If it's something that you want to, you're looking at it and saying there's no other way. Let's try to do everything else first and then kind of decide that way. What could also be done is, feed it in the spring with a tree tone, get it through the season. When the garden's done for the year, then use the tree and shrub so it has all winter to translocate through, and it's not going to be leaching into any active roots in the garden. So that might be a way to do it as well.
Sounds great. I appreciate it. I just didn't want to lose the tree if it's something we can try to save. And it sounds like what you said works, will work out.
Definitely. It's a great tree. It was my father's favorite tree. It was one that he loved. So we definitely had one in our front yard. It's a great one to have.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, John. Have a great one. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another hour and 15 minutes to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. So definitely give us a call. We've got wide open lines. We can talk about a bunch of different things, but give us a call and we'll hope to help you out. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got another hour in the show. You can definitely give us a call and we can help you out with anything to do with the garden to really get you started for coming up in this year or anything to do with your house plants, anything along those lines. Now, we've talked a little bit about houseplants and perennials and things that go underneath trees. Now, how about some of the best evergreens that are smaller for the yard? Now, there's a few out there that we can discuss and give you some information on. Like a mountain laurel, the variety Minuet. That one has a white with purplish red band. Takes part shade. Very acidic type soil. Moist, well drained. How about the Blue Star Juniper? Really compact juniper with that nice blue color to it. Full sun. Medium moisture. Well drained. Likes the acidic soil. Pretty much every evergreen is going to like acidic soil. With the emerald and gold euonymus. That's the green center leaf with the yellow outer leaf. Full sun to part shade. And that's a well-drained soil. Or the emerald gaiety, which is that's the green leaf with the white outer leaf to it. Full sun to part shade again. All these, again, are going to stay small. They're going to not get too big. When I say small, like this emerald gaiety can get 3 to 5 feet tall in height and spread. Going to take some time, but easily to cut back. Now, that emerald and gold, about 2 to 4 feet, but easy to cut back. Blue Star Juniper stays real small. Maybe could hit 3 feet, but I doubt it. Easy to kind of keep small as well. Then there's the Moonshadow Euonymus. I like this one myself the most out of the Euonymus. It's got the green outside, yellow inside leaf. And take full to part shade, but some of it's almost like creeper. Creeps a little bit. There's a Euonymus creeping that has it, and that's in the same type family. So these will get about 3 feet tall, get some spread to them, but easy to cut back and keep small. Another, the boxwood. Dwarf boxwood would be a good one to have. Full sun to part shade. You can cut those back easily. There's a variety, Justin Browers, boxwood that I like. Gets about 2 feet tall. Really can keep it compact. Have a nice little hedge to it, or just a nice lower look to it. Now, one that has a small, is small in our area, in the New England area, but I've seen huge in the south, would be a yucca. Those can have a pretty cool flower in them, the white flower, but they just look kind of like an aloe plant in your garden. They have different varieties, some with gold foliage, etc. So those are a few that you could be using in the garden to stay small. Stay smaller, you're not going to have to worry as much. But again, these are ones, and I'd say everything on this list except for the yucca, you can cut back and keep compact. And the yucca will shoot out some form of regrowth. You could cut those back to keep it smaller into one area. I've also noticed sometimes with the yucca, it kind of goes crazy and goes everywhere. So that one's not going to be the easiest to keep back, but everything else I discussed is easy to keep smaller. So if you're looking for a small evergreen, those are the ones to take a look at. I like the ones that have a little bit of color to them, the yellows and the whites and greens on the leaves, or the blue as the blue star, because I consider those leaves and those, you know, that branching as a flower color for the season. You're not going to have much that stays in full color throughout the year, whereas these guys are going to have that color to it. That's going to break up some of just the greens that are in the garden. So that's why I like them so much. The variegated look to them will help break up just that green in the yard. So something to look at if you're looking for some small evergreen shrubs. There are a lot of other types of junipers we could add to that list, but we could be here for days talking about that. If you do have some calls, we have another hour left to answer them. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Back in a few. More of your questions. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.